What was that? I don't know. 101X.
Definitely get you friends. No, we're talking about hip people.
Oh, okay.
Hip.
That's Justin from Blue October in studio with us. Kiko right. Kahlua tweets at Jason Dick AF, says, Justin, you've definitely gained a new fan here. Really enjoyed that acoustic session, but enjoyed your interview and hearing you speak just now even more.
Oh,
well
Blue?
Done, brother. I'm
Thank
behind you.
You,
Jason. So, yeah, man, that was great. Thank you again for being here.
Of course.
And here, we're going to jam some news real quick, but I want to play. We have a special music game playing on this show.
I get to play a game with
yes.
Jason and Nick.
I think that hopefully you've heard it before, and yeah, I'm interested to see how.
Oh Lord!
Because sometimes you know we'll play the music game with real musician people,
yeah.
And they're like, I can't do that. I have no idea.
Don't play Jimmy Eat World because he'll win.
Oh, I would never cater the game specifically to the guest.
How
to make Jason look cool?
How dare
never.
You? And yeah, I'd love to hear another song if you're up for that in just a moment. Now, I want to do this, and I'm doing it, and I'm like, this is not good. Because so there's a guy who got stabbed at Academy on
Ooh.
Saturday. The person who did it is a homeless person who's got a pretty significant criminal record, and we need to break into the whole situation that's going on right now with mm-hmm. the props and whatever. But Nick apparently was at this Academy.
What?
I was at this
almost
Academy
precisely
at Saturday.
The
I was
time
before.
That it occurred.
Yeah. Yeah.
Were you buying your joggers?
He no. has decided. You know what? It's funny. Bumbleina agreed with you last night. She said, I love that Academy. Like what you said, I like their clothes. And I was like, people like Academy's clothes? It just seems...
Well, and also for me specifically, I like their Hill Country Fair brand, BCG. So like the Academy, not the Adidas, Nike,
what is
Under Armour. No.
What?
It's just like
that's
a generic.
Thing. It's not a
generic cheap brand.
Oh, that's those air conditioned shirts. You wear them and it's like,
yeah,
it looks like a fish with gills, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. But you were there right before this happened? I can't imagine that you could just hang out there afterwards.
I definitely didn't see it. And I didn't notice there was any.
He's leaving and sees the guy coming in.
Yeah, no, like, but I was there right. This happened around 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and I was there like around an hour before that. Because I remember I stopped for lunch at the Jason's Deli down the street.
Mm-hmm. Get it on, man. Well, they've said it's sort very strange because it seemed to be unmotivated and random. And
just, some guy just felt like a sharp pain in his shoulder and reaches back there and sees blood and sees this guy running off and he yells at him. The guy takes off running.
What?
And I'm just I'm wondering because sometimes Nick has made me want to stab people. All right?
Yeah, yeah,
did you aggravate this guy? Did you rile him up?
I don't think so.
What happened
there?
The
guy?
So. Some guy asked me if I was Jason Dick and I said, no, get out of here, stupid. And he kind of muttered it.
Shut up. Nobody asked you that.
No, no, no.
Oh, right? Nobody asked you.
No, they don't ask me that anymore.
Yeah.
I like Academy. I bought my first pair of like cowboy boots there.
All right, dude. Okay, so these shoes that I'm on right now are my favorite pair of shoes ever.
Those are the BCGs?
These are BCG.
Are those Kanye West shoes? What are they, the Yeezys?
They're not Yeezys.
No.
I do have some fake knockoff Yeezys, thanks to Jason.
You're welcome, buddy.
He bought some, but they were not even close to the size of his gigantuan feet.
They were a gimmick made in China knockoff thing. I should have known.
Oh,
I was like, these Yeezys are $45? Let's do it.
They're falling apart.
But the shipping is going to take 24 days.
Don't you love that? You'll get it next year.
Yeah.
For Christmas.
These shoes, and I love them, they cost me $14 on clearance at Academy.
How long have you had them?
A couple weeks.
Yeah, they're probably going to fall apart.
Yeah,
but that's fine.
$14.
If you just buy them $14 shoes every 6 weeks.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah.
There's also a pair of shorts that I bought that were like mostly Lycra, and I can't ever find them again. But I just go there hoping that I will find these awesome super soft shorts.
Well, I'm going to have to go look at their apparel for men now. I'm inspired.
This has been
I should get you some fish waders.
Academy generic clothing talk with Jason, Nick, and Justin.
Sexy time.
Let's give away. See, this would work good, but we don't ever do things correctly around here. If we had tickets to Justin's show on Friday, we don't. But just to let you know, concerts are back. The 101X concert series featuring Dayglo is coming to Stubbs on September the 10th. We have tickets to give away right now, 512-835-1015. We're going to play Justin v. Jason in what, Nick? he's always a put on the spot when I...
It's the setlist game.
Okay.
Oh,
nothing fun.
Favorite game in the world.
It is my favorite game, and we'll get into that.
Okay.
And it's your chance to win Dayglo tickets when we return. Hold on.
It's Jason, Dick, and friends on 101X. 101X.
Our guy, Justin Furstenfeld from Blue October, is in studio with us this morning. And thanks again for being here, Justin. You're the best. And as I mentioned a second ago, our lack of professional execution, which I've been told by smart people, stop mentioning that. I just love trouble. We don't have tickets for Justin's show. We're going to give away these tickets to Dayglo, which is awesome because the 101X concert series is back. But speaking of promotional mishaps, Nick, I don't remember the exact verbiage on it, but this is the prize sheet that Nick makes for me every day, and it just explains the things that we have to give away. And one of them was a six-person table at Whitewater Amphitheater to see Justin Furstenfeld on April 23rd.
Winner will receive a six-person table for the event with possible limited view / no view of the stage.
What? What? They sell those?
And yeah, I mean, I guess because of the what we're doing with the distancing and the like, that I don't know if you wind up side stage or behind a tree or what the problem is out there.
Here's the ticket. It's down the road.
They put up some TV screens so you can still see you. It just wasn't, live.
Are you sure?
I know the fervor of your fans. They would be happy to just be in the same space and hear it. Also, it was pointed out to me because I was like, this is absurd. How can we be giving away tickets like this? And that's coming from a 6'4" man. If you're just a 5'5" woman, every show you go to might have an obstructed view, possible no view of the stage.
It's true. Way to sell it. That way to sell it. That was good.
That's the way we do it. But right now, we have your chance at tickets to see Dayglo, the 101X concert series is back.
Jukebox.
The reason we call this game.
I'm going to put $7 worth of hoobah stank in it.
$7 worth of hoobah stank.
And I'm coming back to hang with you, bros.
The reason that I will tell you.
So funny, man.
Justin, this game is called $7 worth of hoobah stank. And as the jingle singer there just told you, I have no idea how or why we decided to call it that. I think I just like that clip. So this game is called $7 worth of hoobah stank. And if you go to setlist.fm, they keep track of, they're watching you, okay? They're watching you, man. They keep track of what songs you're playing out on the road. And statistics, what is your most played song wherever you go? And so we play this game where Nick is going to tell us the band, and then me and you are going to try and guess is their most played song live in concert. You score for a top three answer. The number one answer is worth 3 points, number two or two, and the third answer is worth one.
Okay, so number three is the third most played, second.
Right,
Okay, may I ask a question, sir?
Yes, please.
Nick, judge and jury, sir, if I don't know the name of the song, may I sing a bit of it to realize what it is?
You know, I've always said that as a joke because we've never actually played this with a professional singer, but yes, sure.
Thank you. And I will try to sing it like them as well.
I do a mean Michael McDonald. The chances of me knowing that's what that song sounds like is very low, so I'm just going to take your word for it. Just sing anything.
I'm going to insist that you sing all of them. I think this is great. And we each play on behalf of a listener. Andrew called first and chose Team Justin.
Oh, God.
Justin knows the music things. I am playing for Stacy, so if I win, Stacy, you're going to go see Dayglo. Justin's playing for Andrew. Everybody ready?
Andrew, okay.
I also have to point out that I made this game the last time Justin was supposed to be on this show, and so I didn't go back and check to see if it's updated.
Okay,
but yeah,
probably it's fine. Not a bunch of shows going on. Yeah,
just want to clarify.
All right,
number one.
What's the first
Lord.
One?
So do we just yell out the thing?
No. There's going to be thinking music and long deliberations.
Oh,
that's another thing I've been told not to do anymore that I still do. I got a real problem with that.
Pearl Jam.
Pearl Jam's
our first band. What is the most played song by Pearl Jam?
So this is a piece of cake.
Give me a pen, Nick.
Probably.
Thank you, sir. Most played.
See, I shouldn't talk strategy, Justin, here in the beginning, but you gotta think chronologically about when the songs came out and all of that stuff.
Really? Is that how you do it, Jason? Is that how you do it?
Sorry.
Thank you for that advice. I appreciate that. You're so good at this.
Yeah. I just musician-splained to you.
You never would have thought you'd have to think about it, huh?
Give me a second. Stop talking to me. Jeez.
Pearl Jam. Most played. Are you a Pearl Jam guy? I always feel like there's not enough feuds anymore. I want to start a Blue October.
And Pearl Jam beef?
Well,
damn it.
No disrespect to you
Whatever,
and your band.
Dude. I saw your eyes.
You gotta,
I'm not up there with Pearl Jam.
You should usually be beefing more on your stage.
Okay, then me and the Sucktones.
No, I
get it.
I can't beef with you in the same way you can't beef with
I get ask. It. This is what he does. He talks through the whole time, so nobody can freaking.
Okay, all right. I'll be quiet.
Okay.
You ready? Pearl Jam.
Okay, we can only choose one for each?
Just one song. Pick one song.
Oh.
Yeah. If you're picking three songs, no.
Oh, I pick three songs. No. Okay, I got it.
Pick your number one song.
I did that a long time ago.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Oh, okay. I'm going to go with the song that they wrote like 10 seconds after founding the band, Alive.
Okay, I'm going to go with Jeremy Spoken, Claire today.
Jeremy's probably the better answer.
Clearly, just wondering
if they played a bunch of Alive before. Okay.
The third most played Pearl Jam song is Porch.
Oh, I don't even know that one.
The second most is Alive.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
what is
this?
Number one Pearl Jam song.
No way!
Even Flow.
That was my second. Did you win that?
Well, there's five of them. We're going to be at this for a while. But I got 2 points. You got zero. But there's still plenty of game to go.
Jeremy is the sixth most played Pearl Jam song. You're in the top six.
That's a bunch of crap.
It's because they're troublemakers. I've been to Pearl Jam shows where this band who has just made hits for 30 years plays for an hour. And I'm like, I don't know any of these songs. Right? What are you doing?
Yeah, they lost me after... I'm not even going to talk about it.
Okay.
I'm mad right now.
Let's start the beef.
Let's go.
All right, what's number two, Nick?
I'm going to enjoy Justin doing this one. It's Beastie Boys.
Ooh.
Beastie Boys.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait. Okay. I got a little ins. Okay. All right, I know it.
Give you a hint. This is not Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah.
Nick has a real problem distinguishing between Beastie Boys
and Rage.
Yeah. Who does? Oh, everybody in the music business?
I don't. They're two different bands.
All right. You ready?
Andrew.
It's got to be something from, what was it, the 86 album? License to Ill? Is that what it's called? Mm-hmm. Now the Beastie Boys fans are going to be mad at me. I'm going to go with Fight for Your Right.
I'm going to go with a little insider information that they didn't like that album very much.
Ooh.
So, Sabotage.
Oh, that's my favorite Beastie song.
Mine too.
I like that.
Come on.
But it's either Fight for Your Right or it's No Sleep Till Brooklyn.
No.
According to Setlist, number three is Root Down.
Put your root down. Oh. Sorry.
Why are you looking so confused, Nick? You seem...
Because it can't be right. Number two is Sure Shot.
Sure Shot!
And the number one Beastie Boys song is...
Justin's right. They don't want to play those songs from that album. And so this is all middle era Beastie Boys.
They didn't like how Rick Rubin produced their album. They actually hated it.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like one of the greatest of all time.
Made them a lot of money, but they hated it.
That's
yeah,
crazy.
Fight for Your Right. According to Setlist, they've only played 36 times.
Ever?
It's 58th.
Jesus.
Yeah,
what about Sabotage?
Sabotage is four.
Yeah. Oh, so you just keep missing, but it's still 2-0. Go into the third one. Gotta pick up the pace
a
little
bit. Coming
here.
Back for you.
The Rolling Stones.
Oh, man.
The Rolling Stones. Not Aerosmith.
This is a hard one.
You gonna start a Rolling Stones beef? We can do that.
Dude, yeah, whatever. Now you're trying to back paddle. Okay. I'm just going to go with...
Yeah, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, yeah. See, this is way before my time, so I don't know. Is it going to tell me it's Gimme Shelter or something like that from the old-time oldie days? I'm just going to go Satisfaction.
Ooh.
Because that's got to be their biggest hit.
I'm going to go with Satisfaction, too.
Okay.
Can I do that?
Are you cheating? You can't change your... Okay.
What the hell? You don't know... Is this what he does?
Yeah. I thought you...
Oh, wait, there's only one there.
No, when you said...
You can think of it is if he thought of it first.
Can I do that? Look, yes, I did. I thought you meant, could you change your answer on the fly? I see. He puts that.
I'm coming for you, Jason.
Right. I was curious if they were that they had done a sequel to Satisfaction called Satisfaction 2, but no.
You know, I got to open up for the Rolling Stones once.
Really?
Yep.
Where at?
In Idaho. I was in a wheelchair. I had broken my leg, but I gave... who's the guitarist?
Keith Richards.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
I gave him a bottle of Dom Perignon in thanks, and he's like, "Oh, thanks, man! It's great stuff." And then Mick Jagger shook my hand, and then Keith Richards shook my hand, and it felt like he had fingers like little baby Vienna sausages.
Sausage fingers,
little baby ones.
I would be worried about breaking one of them off.
I know
those guys are.
Anyway,
still doing it.
Come on, here we go.
Number three for Rolling Stones is Honky Tonk Woman.
Don't even know it.
Number two, Brown Sugar.
Ooh, I love that one.
And the number one Rolling Stones song is
Jumpin' Jack Flash.
Yeah. Satisfaction number five.
Okay.
Up there.
I'm still coming for you,
Jim. Justin's coming for me, but has no points yet. It's 2-0. Going to the
he's a nice one, isn't
going
he?
Going to the fourth
oh,
one.
Oh, you're a sweet one as I step on your face.
See, he's back to his usual self now. Number four.
What's number four, Nick?
Stone Temple Pilots.
Oh, dude. Are you ready, bro? Are you ready? You're sweating over there, Jace. You're sweating.
Not Audio Slave, but close?
No, nothing like Audio Slave.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Well,
dude?
No.
Sorry, I didn't mean to yell at you.
No, that's fine. I deserve to be yelled for.
Audio Slave, eventually, you know, with Soundgarden, there was a takeover.
Soundgarden, that's
different.
Okay.
And Stone Temple Pilots, very tragically, Scott Weiland passed away and they replaced him for a little while. So maybe that's what you're confusing here, but no, probably not exactly.
No, just have my facts wrong.
This one, I feel like we've done this one before, and I'm always confused.
Oh, Lord.
You know what? I'm going to let you in the game here, Justin.
Whatever. Don't even start with that crap. With your reverse psychology. Signlogly.
Because this is a...
I can't think with these headphones on.
This is a silly guess.
That song would just do is okay. I'm gonna just there were so many good ones of these guys.
Yeah. Oh, cow. Should I change?
I don't know, bro.
Should I change now?
Yeah, let me see what you have.
Not locked in.
Trust me, I would never root for Jason.
This is live, not most played on radio.
Yeah, okay. Correct. In concert. Sometimes they line up. But
I see you looking at my paper.
I'm gonna.
He can't change his answer now. You're a cheater. I always thought he. I'm good. I'm ready.
You're ready?
I'm
ready. Okay.
I'm ready.
All right, Nick. We're gonna need a ruling here. Because I had written down sex type thing, and then I crossed it out, and I put Interstate Love Song.
You're foolish. Okay.
And I did.
You're foolish.
Careful. I did just look at his paper, and I saw that he had Interstate Love Song. I was like, well, that's not fair.
Hey, I'm going to give it to you, because I feel bad for you.
There's so many. I want it to be Plush. Is it going to be plush Wicked too. Garden? You know, Dead and Bloated is like my favorite STP song.
Oh,
all right, so we're both going to have Interstate Love Song, Nick.
Oh, that makes me sad. Number three, Vaseline.
Oh, this is Ozzy and the Vaseline.
Number two, Plush.
Ooh,
Hannah. Number one song.
You're wrong! You're going down!
Interstate Love Song, number four.
Man,
that's a weird thing that they put.
Are we going to have to go to 10?
No, you're
still in the lead. You're still in the lead.
It's 2-0 going to the
Wicked
final
Garden
one.
9, Dead and Blooded 7.
Give me
the last
Smith
one,
song.
And the only reason that I'm doing this, Blue October.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me. Are you serious?
What is the most
this is some crap.
Played song you have played in concert?
Jason knows. No.
See.
Man.
This is, we discussed this a little
bit. Yeah, but I don't know if I was right.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, for the drama's sake, I'm not putting the answer that you said.
okay, neither am I.
You want to push.
Neither am I. Neither am I.
That is not, I think, the right strategy, Justin, but all right, you ready?
Wait, no. No, I'm not. Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Remember, if you can't think of the title, you can sing it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You can suck it. How about that? I'm going to go with, oh, man. I'm going to just.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to go with My Faithful.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Because I know who the lead singer is of that band. And these people on the internet don't know anything.
I'm going to say Hate Me is their number one most played song.
I'm going to say Into the Ocean.
Number three, Say It.
What?
Number
really?
Two,
really?
Hate Me.
Oh.
And the number one Blocktober song.
Into the Ocean. You did, Justin. I got 2 points there, and so I win the game 4-3.
No!
This is crap! Oh, no. There's a man down.
No!
Yeah. When we discussed it off the air, he said we've done it before, and he thought it was Into the Ocean, and I probably said Hate Me then as well. But tell me about your setlist process. What is when you pick, surely put the songs in order and the...
Oh, yeah, you want to know my process now after you whip my butt. Sorry, Andrew.
Oh, Stacy, yeah, we won.
Yeah,
we
Stacy, whatever.
Got it. Andrew, we do have a prize for you.
My process is you got to play the hits.
Right.
You know, and I always hate bands when you go see them and Radiohead doesn't play Creep. You know, I'm like, what is that? Mm-hmm. Come on, that's why I'm here. And then you got me with the rest. So I play all the hits, and then I put... nice ones.
Okay.
I don't play the sad stuff anymore.
Okay. We got just a little bit more with Justin Furstenfeld at Blue October. I'm going to make him play one more song in just a second.
Here's more Jason, Dick, and Friends.
101X, Jason, Dick, and Friends with Justin from Blue October. In studio with us.
Man, the off-air show is almost as fun as the
on-air. Justin just asked me what band is Blue October beef-worthy with.
Yeah, you totally said, oh, you can't beef with Pearl Jam. They're way up there on Cloud 25.
I'm sure
you're all just a minuscule band.
I'm sure you could, I mean, I don't know. That seems to me
still play
like...
Austin.
I'm going to start a radio beef with Howard Stern. Like, he's just not going to know. He's not going to listen to me.
And I would say you could do that. You're a legend, bro.
Thank you. Is this the one that I want to do?
Okay.
But now I'm afraid it might be insulting to you.
Oh, no.
That's never stopped you before.
Blue October v. Vallejo.
You know what?
Just say something terrible about AJ Vallejo.
I've had a great time here, guys. Y'all have a wonderful day.
Way to do this before he plays the second song.
Okay.
Good job. You know what?
We need a quick break.
I used to tour with Vallejo.
I like Vallejo, all right? Y'all getting kind of funky out there.
You suck.
I just think that it would be fun to have
There should be a softball team, yeah.
What's your new favorite morning show going to be, Justin?
A quick break.
I don't know.
But Justin's going to play one more song when we come back.
Here's more Jason, Dick, and Friends. 101X.
That was beautiful seeing you guys collaborate like that.
Yeah.
I ain't split my fee, man.
Hey, man, it's all good. I wanted to do that for you, bro.
I need some juices, though.
At squeeze.com.
At funny water pun.
What?
Tweets at Jason Dick AF says, I don't know what Justin does for a living, but he should totally be your new permanent friend.
I would love that.
You don't know what he does in Blue October.
It's okay. I'm right there with Vallejo, so it's fine. I get it. It's fine. I'm right there with Vallejo, bro. Now, of course she doesn't know who I am, Jason.
What is a day in the life of Justin when not on tour? What do you do? I know you hang with your kids sometimes.
Okay, here we go.
Tweeting.
Sometimes I'm tweeting. No, I get up at 6. I get the kids dressed. I take them all to school because I never get to do that when I'm on tour. I turn on 101X every morning.
Thanks, Mike.
At 7:30, and I listen to it. Take all my kids to the school. I've got 3 kids that I know of, and I take them all.
How old is
Huh?
How old is your youngest child? Because I don't know that they should be listening to us, but Yeah, I appreciate it.
No, they are. Oh, they are. They learned a lot about
life.
They'll
learn.
No, they did. I remember when I tweeted that morning, or when I tweeted at you about something about they just learned something about sex ed.
Yeah, I don't remember what it was either.
Well, today they learned that their dad is just like Vallejo. So,
oh my god,
not just like
you know what?
That was a good
Nick. No, anyway, what this is about me, Nick.
Sorry, I'll turn on my phone.
Okay, and then I dropped him off, and then I go straight into the studio. I have a studio at my house, and then I stay in there from 10 to 6 every day, just writing. And if I can't think of anything, I make myself write and make myself write.
So that is like a regimen for you. Like you will, even if you don't have anything in there, you're like, I'm going to work today.
And I've written like 80 something songs since COVID. So, because there's a lot of young bucks that want this spot. And they don't look like this, and they don't write like this, and they don't move like this, especially not Vallejo.
Okay. Well, dude, I can't tell you how much I appreciate this. It's been a lot of fun.
Whatever, Jason.
It has fixed me up real good, and I have just received word. We do have a pair of tickets to the Justin First and Fellows show Friday, Whitewater Amphitheater.
I know a guy. I could have told you that already.
We're going to...
Why do you look at your phone? I'm right here.
We're going to get... I didn't want to impose, okay, but I've been informed that we will have those later on this morning for you. So, thank you again for being here. Let's play one more song for the people. What do you want to do?
I'm gonna play your favorite.
All right,
it's an old Vallejo song. It's called. It's no, it's not. Okay, here we go. There will be days when you're falling down. There will be days when you're inside out. There will be days when you fall apart. Someone else will break your heart. They're never gonna hold you back. I'm always gonna have your back. So try to remember that. I hope you're happy. I hope you're good. I hope you get what you wish for. And you're well understood. Do with those Dr. Pepper eyes and your bubblegum hair. Yeah, I'm standing right here. I remember how I held you so right. I remember that Saturday night, do you? There will be days when you're falling down. There will be days when you're inside out. There will be days when you fall apart. Someone else will break your heart. They're never gonna hold you back. I'm always gonna have your back, so try to remember that. I hope you're happy. I hope you're good. I hope you get what you wish for. And you're well understood. And whatever your progress, hey, look, I know you'll be fine. Because I just hope you're happy, even if you're not mine. I remember when the world was ours to take. I remember you next to me. I remember you with every breath I take. You'll always have a piece of me. I remember that, so try to remember that. But I remember every word that we spoke. You're right here next to me. I remember how we tried and we tried everything. But try to remember that. But I just hope you're happy. I hope you're happy. I hope you're good. I hope you get what you wish for. And you're well understood. Yeah, and whatever your progress, hey, look, I know you'll be fine. Just hope you're hope you're happy. Thank you very much, Jason and Nick. Listen to that shredding right there. I wish you could do that.
The Vallejo guys can never pull that off. dude, this has been so excellent, so much fun. Thank you for being here.
Of course.
People should go see Justin play Friday, Whitewater Amphitheater. When it's happening again, because it's going to happen again. You said you guys are back on tour in the fall.
So that means I'm here, guys, till the fall. So if you ever want me back, Jason, shoot me a late night text.
Yeah, I'm on it.
Slide into my DMs.
I know it's like a bit of a drive for you, but I'll do it. If you're serious
I'm
about
it. I'm so down.
All right, we'll do it again, man.
Yeah, bro.
Good to see you, bro.
It's Jason, Dick, and Friends on 101X. 101X.